Hello, welcome to the American Pulse. I'm your host, Tony Rizak. This is a show that seeks to listen, express, and amplify the voice of the American people, no matter where you live in this great nation. We are unabashedly pro-humanity, pro-freedom, and pro-America. Welcome, and let's get started. Hello, listeners, and welcome to the American Pulse. It's great to have you here with us today. Today is a short little mini episode with just our sponsor, a piece of news I wanted to share with you, and then a song of all things. We're early in the creative process with the American Pulse, and we're trying some different ways and different formats, looking to deliver something valuable to you each week, knowing that we're all bombarded with content, and we're hoping to find a groove where we offer you something that is impactful for you and short each week. Let's get right to it with a word from our sponsor, and then right into the episode. Thank you. Today's episode is brought to you by The Renton Printery. From huge outdoor banners to small hard hat decals, The Renton Printery produce top quality, customizable, full color decals, business cards, letterhead, envelopes, signs, table tents, and more. The Renton Printery is a small, independent, veteran-owned business since 1957. For all your printing needs, go to www.rentonprintery.com. And now, on to our episode. There's a local story everyone's talking about that I wanted to share with you here. There was a local Democrat leader, Jessica Roberts, a transgender woman, meaning, of course, a biological man posing as a woman, who was unanimously elected to the local Linwood City Council. Well, they didn't do their due diligence very well, as it quickly emerged that Jessica had some dark fantasies that she posted on Reddit. What were they? Well, she graphically describes fantasies of killing and dismembering women, and also of eating children while people watch. Yep, you heard that right. Why am I telling you this? Well, this is really for the independents and the Democrats who have finally had enough. How did Democrat Mayor of Shoreline Chris Roberts respond? Not by condemning such speech as an affront to women, children, and decent humans all over the county. No, but by doubling down that transgender people are people too and should be especially celebrated and elevated into leadership. Yes, thank you, Chris. We know that they're humans. Now, this is completely absurd on one hand. The local Democrats are defending a biological man posing as a woman who is making violent statements against women and sharing a fetish for cannibalism. Do we have that right? Yep, those are the facts. So let's recap what the Democrat platform is as we know it today. As if getting absolutely trucked by Donald Trump in November wasn't enough, losing every single swing state in spectacular fashion, and losing the popular vote running on their current platform, which of course is open borders for everyone, which we know creates unsafe cities, biological men in women's sports and locker rooms is just fine, and that schools and so-called authorities know what's best for your child, better than mom and dad around any issues that your child might be having. The Democrats ran loud and proud on these issues nationwide and by any metric you want to use, lost in spectacular fashion. So what do they do next? They don't reassess and correct course, no. Instead, they continue to ignore common sense and parents that just want what's best for their kids, doubling down on the weird transgender narrative, stating that they still want men and boys in women and girls' sports and spaces, and now they seem to be fine with a mentally deranged candidate that fantasizes and writes openly about violence against women and cannibalism. Seriously? This is the direction you want to go? I don't know about you, but this deserves to be mocked at every turn. It all sort of reminds me of Sun Tzu's The Art of War. Never interrupt your enemy when they're destroying themselves. I'd like to issue a challenge to the local Democrat Party. Keep running on there's no such thing as men and women, and keep this cannibalism narrative going. I think that's a really good direction for you guys. I'm sure it will really catch on with the soccer moms here in King County. What a spectacle. As for us local Republicans, we'll keep representing everyday Americans, people that have a respect for their neighbors and one another, concern for their schools and communities, a healthy dose of common sense, perhaps a faith in God and love of country in some way, shape, or form, and a belief that with good people like all of you involved, at the grassroots level, America's better days are ahead of us. Who do you think will win this strange tug of war? I know who I'm betting on, and I invite you to join us as we help reshape the narrative to better align with our American values. As a fairly new Republican myself, I want to welcome you with respect and appreciation for your courage, for we know how difficult it can be to break away from the herd. Many of us did the same thing. It's truly a hero's journey, and we honor you wherever you are in your awakening. To finish, here's a song of optimism for those that have had enough of the madness. This song harkens back to my own journey when I looked around at the insane ideas that were being foisted upon us and made a choice to reach for a more positive and uplifting narrative. If you like the song, go download Wake Me Up by Avicii on iTunes, and we thank you for tuning in to the American Pulse.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. That I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up.